The economic crisis in Europe continues to put strains on immigrants there, especially on illegal immigrants. In Spain, many of them have taken to hawking cheap sunglasses or handbags and pirated DVDs. They sell from blankets on sidewalks so they can wrap everything up for a quick getaway. The problem has gotten so bad in some Mediterranean beach resorts that officials are flouting the law and setting up so-called free trade zones for the sidewalk sellers. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Calafé, Spain.
All summer long, locals and tourists have witnessed a daily drama in this otherwise quiet village. The police chasing mainly sub-Saharan immigrants through Calafé's narrow streets or along this beachside boardwalk. For a quick getaway, the immigrants gather up their knockoff Gucci bags and Ray-Ban sunglasses in sheets, then bolt. This vendor wouldn't give his name. He says every day the cops would come and take our merchandise. You'd set up your sheet on the sidewalk only to have to start running. Sometimes the police would body block us, he says, knocking us to the ground as we fled. It was intolerable. Such scenes were hardly good for tourism, and the illegal sales cut into the profits of local stores. So Calafé's mayor, Jordi Sanchez, took action by breaking the law himself. In exchange for leaving the main part of town, Sanchez set up a free trade zone for the immigrants. On this strip of boardwalk, a five-minute walk from downtown, some two dozen immigrants now hawk their wares without police harassment. Mayor Sanchez insists it's a temporary solution. It was the only viable way to resolve the conflict, he says. Another way would be to detain and deport the illegal immigrants, but that's nearly impossible in Spain. The undocumented workers generally won't say where they're from, and Spanish law only lets police hold them for a few weeks. Then they're back on the street. Business owners like Luis Martín del Cerro are furious over the free trade zone. Del Cerro owns a shop just around the corner. He sells the same things you could get on the sidewalk, beach bags and so on, but his costs more. He says it's not right that the mayor allows these people, without working papers, to sell pirated things, and they don't pay fees or taxes. They just sell their fake stuff. If I were to start selling rip-off merchandise in my store, the cops would show up, and who knows how big the fine would be. They might even close my store, he says. Store owners here recently staged a protest by selling their own merchandise on sheets at the beach right in front of the immigrants. They want tougher police controls. The controversy has divided townsfolk. One Spanish man, Rafael Campeus, says these poor immigrants can't be blamed for their situation. They're just trying to survive, he says. Besides, this business is all controlled by mafias. They're the ones making the real money. Meanwhile, saving money are the tourists.
Hombre, a ver, es que tampoco es justo, ¿no?, para los comerciantes de la zona que pagan sus impuestos.
A young woman named Gemma browses the immigrants' products as the sun sets. She says she sides with local businesses but can't resist a bargain. I know the stuff is all copied, she says, but the quality is good and much cheaper. Mayor Sanchez says he's well aware that his free trade zone is controversial. It was a protest of his own, he says, designed to pressure federal authorities to help. It appears to have worked. Just this week, the Spanish government pledged to send hundreds more police to towns like Calafé to drive the illegal sidewalk sellers out once and for all. In return, Sanchez has pledged to close his free trade zone by September 1st, but the problem will likely just migrate elsewhere. The undocumented workers are still in Spain, and they still need to eat. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Calafé, Spain.